got to be the most loving man that I have ever known. No, but in all seriousness, the fact that you, as a rock star, the biggest rock star on the planet, who could get any girl you wanted, the fact that you married Linda, stayed married, and from what I understand, only was you were apart from her for one day, and then I figured when you got single, you were going to go nuts. And the only person I heard that you dated besides your girlfriend now, your fiance now, was who the hell was it that you were dating? Oh, Bo Derek.
No.
You never had her?
No, I'd never met her.
You didn't?
No.
It was right away to Heather, and then you fell in love again. So maybe you're just one of those commitment guys.
I think I probably am, you know, but it is strange, you know, a couple of people say, well, she's the first one you met, you know, after Linda, what's going on? It was 15 months, you know, after Linda died, and to tell you the truth, I wasn't sure whether I was just going to kind of become a monk.
Right.
Because it was that idea, you know, that, wait a minute, this was the woman you loved, you'll never love another, you'll never be able to find anyone as good. And,
right.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is special, let's take a chance and go away somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, we've both fallen in love again.
I would occasionally kind of talk to Linda and sort of say, what do you think I should do, babe? Give me some guidance here, you know.
Right.
And you know you're talking to yourself, but in a way, you can get a connection. I'm not sure it's like, you know, an actual sort of spiritual connection or whatever. But the kind of weird thing would happen to me would be that I would be thinking that.
Yeah.
And thinking, okay, look, I'm getting into another relationship. And I feel really guilty about this, but you're not here. What do you think about it? And I tell you, weird things would happen. I mean, on that occasion when I... This is very private. My kids will kill me.
Go ahead.
Talking like this.
Who cares about
we'll
them?
Pretend.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's who.
All right. I do, too.
So... And I said, you know, what do you think, babe? Is this okay? Is this okay? It feels okay to me. Do you feel okay with it? Down in the valley, it was out in the country, a little owl goes, whoo. Well, I took that as a sign of, yeah, it's okay.
That sounds like a no to me.
Well, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Who is she?
Who are you talking about?
No. This little owl went, no.
No.
But I'm laughing to myself because he's having the conversation with himself, really,
right,
about whether he should have sex with another girl. Of course the answer's going to be yes.
Of course, the owl said yes.
Yeah.
You could have taken that owl to say no.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been waiting on the other side for you friends to leave so I don't have to hide. I prefer they didn't know. I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. I've been sliding down a slippy slope. I've been climbing up a slowly burning rope. But the flame is getting low. I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. You never need to worry about me. I'll be fine on my own. Someone else can worry about me. I spend a lot of time on my own. Spend a lot of time on my own. I've been waiting till the danger passed. I don't know how long the storm is gonna last. If we're gonna carry on, I'll be waiting on the other side till your friends have gone. So won't you tell me what I wanna know? I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go. You never need to worry about me. I'll be fine on my own. Someone else can worry about me. I spend a lot of time on my own. Spend a lot of time on my own. I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to leave so I don't have to hide. I prefer they didn't know. I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go. Yes, I'll be waiting on the other side. I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go.
A successful gardener can become a star. One ribbon from Chelsea can crown a lifetime of mucking around on hands and knees and make worthwhile all those years of battling among the slugs and the black spot and the green flies and the beetles.
We've got 35 acres of all laid out gardens. But it's a lot of work. I don't do it on my own. I've got some gardeners as well, but it's a wonderful thing, you know. It's a great relaxation too, and I recommend it. It's much better than all that noisy music.
Spoken like an amateur.
Thank you. are my love. You send the rain and bring the sun. You stand alone and speak the truth. You are the breath of life itself. Yes, you are. You are the one. You're in my dream. I hold you there in high esteem. I need you more each step. Essence of that which we taste, touch and feel. You are the one, no matter what. You are the real love that I've got. You are my friend when life's through. You are the light in death itself.
Now, let me understand something, what's going on with your kids. They don't like the idea that you're getting married. I understand why.
They didn't.
But they do
okay
now?
Yeah, they're much better now.
Well, there was truth to that rumor.
Of course.
There was truth to that rumor. Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, it's very difficult.
I don't know if I like you getting married.
You're one of his kids.
The kids don't like it, probably. They've got to be worried about inherences. Now,
what do you do about it?
What are you going to do about that?
I don't think it's that so much. I think really, number one, it's not as serious as it was. The kids are getting with the program and are understanding right. that whatever makes me happy is what they should let me do.
Were they not talking to you for a while because
of this? No, it was never that bad. No,
but they wouldn't hang out with you and Heather?
No, it wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was tiny little things. It was just, you know, there just wasn't a kind of, that's a great thing, Dad, to have happen, you know. And because of, I think, because of the weirdness, because, you know, she's a lot younger than I am. I've got a daughter older than her. So, you know, that immediately freaked me out, never mind them.
Right.
Originally, yeah, they were a bit worried because I had suddenly got into another relationship 15 months after Linda died. I think the shock of that
was it weird just, having sex the first time after
with a different woman?
I'm not going to go into that.
You had to be treated tenderly.
I'm not going to go into
it. It's so romantic.
I love you. I love your show.
What you did.
But yeah, I don't want to know exactly what you did.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it in the road? 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 No one will be watching us. Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in the road?
There was a piano in the room, and I was starting to jam. I was just goofing around. Good morning, everyone. It was just a little jolly little thing. And Heather's been brought up on classical music.
So she knows more about Wagner than she does about the Beatles. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm playing this song, and I was going... And she said, which one was that? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, which Beatles hit was that?
And then when you pass away, most of the money is going to go to the kids, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And are they afraid that Heather's going to get all the money?
No.
No, of those issues.
No, I talked to them about this. You know, I said, look, you know, I'm in a new relationship. This will alter things somewhat. But
right.
Don't worry. I'm a good guy. I've got it all sorted.
And you got to sign the prenup with Heather and all that kind of thing? That's got to be uncomfortable. Oh, you don't
no
care about
prenup.
That. No prenup.
I don't know. You know, I don't think so.
Oh, of course he got to do one. Come on.
No, man. Hey, but didn't Michael Douglas do one and then he's kind of canceled
it? He ripped it up.
But he said that doesn't count.
He's insane.
Yeah, but he's a moron. He's not a Beatle.
You know what? He might just be in love.
You won't. What about you? When are you going to be married? Paul, is that?
It's Paul, yes. I don't think I want to get married for quite a long time. I don't like marriage. It frightens me. Yeah, yeah.